The late Father Benedict Rochelle used to refer to it disdainfully as the soggy fish sandwich theory. This, he said, is the way some modern scripture scholars try to explain away the miracle story we just heard from John chapter 6, the story of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. Since these professors do not believe that miracles are possible, they theorize that many of the people who came to hear Jesus that day already had bread and fish with them. And once they saw the disciples passing out the 5 loaves and the 2 fish that they had been given, in other words, once they saw that the disciples were sharing their food in this way, they decided to do the same thing. So the miracle was not that the loaves and fishes literally multiplied. The miracle was that the people who had bread and fish shared with the people who didn't have any. Everyone then ate to their heart's content, and amazingly, they still had some soggy fish sandwiches left over. Father Rochelle usually ended his reflection on this subject by saying, "It makes me sick." Needless to say, he did not buy into the soggy fish sandwich theory. The problem here, my brothers and sisters, is that even though these scripture scholars claim to be believers, they have a preconceived prejudice against the supernatural. Preconceived prejudice against the supernatural. In other words, if they can't explain something in purely human terms, then according to them, it could not have possibly happened. And there are many people in the world today who have this attitude. All of them, by the way, could take a lesson from one of the greatest scientists who ever lived, a fellow by the name of Albert Einstein. Perhaps you've heard of him. One day, many years ago, Einstein was visited by a young priest from New York named Charles McTague. The two sat down in Einstein's office, and Einstein proceeded to tell Father McTague that he wanted to talk to him about, of all things, the Catholic doctrine of the Holy Eucharist. Seems that Einstein was fascinated with the idea of a substance that you cannot see, a substance that has no shape or size or color, a substance with no accidents, as we say in theology. As many of us know, the Church teaches that at the consecration of the Mass, the substance, the inner reality of the bread and wine, becomes the substance of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, although the accidents, in other words, the physical properties of the bread and wine, remain. Finally, at the end of the conversation, Einstein said to the priest, he said, "Please send me any books in German that you can find that tell me about the Holy Eucharist," which is what Father McTague did. Now, what I find interesting about this story is the fact that Einstein was open. Einstein was open to the possibility of the supernatural. Einstein didn't say, "My mind is the measure of all things, and if I can't explain something using my scientific categories, then it doesn't exist." His attitude was, "Well, you know what? Maybe there is something to this. Maybe it's true. And if that's the case, I need to be open to this truth, even if it's beyond the categories of physical science." Perhaps Einstein would not have been surprised by the story a parishioner told me once about an experience he had in Okinawa back in the 1940s during World War II. The parishioner said, "Two of my friends and I were walking on the beach in Okinawa one Sunday morning. We came across a small, flat-bottomed boat. So we decided to take it for a little ride. Well, we'd only been out on the water about 5 minutes when a big storm hit. We tried to paddle back to shore, but we couldn't make it. We thought for sure we were going to die. My friends were crying, but I was praying. I prayed the act of contrition, the Our Father, the Hail Mary. We were tossed about in that storm for several hours. Finally, at one point, I looked up and I saw this large blue light near the boat. My friends didn't see it, but I did. I had a strong sense that it was the Blessed Mother watching over us. Then all of a sudden, a big boat appeared behind the light, and we were rescued. Afterward, I spoke to the captain of the ship, They said, how did you find us? How did you find us in that horrible storm? The captain said, well, I spotted a strange blue light off in the distance. I decided to follow that light, and I ended up at your boat. Was it the Blessed Mother? Could it possibly have been the Blessed Mother? Could it possibly have been a supernatural event? If we believe in the soggy fish sandwich theory of the gospel story we just heard, then we will probably say, well, no way, that's impossible. Things like that don't happen. It was just a stroke of good luck. It was just a coincidence. Personally, given the fact that I hate soggy fish sandwiches, I am of a different opinion. I hope and pray that you are too.